For people worried about phone records and who might be sifting through them, what can you do? Well, we sent NPR's Martin Costi to find out.
Coalition of Headwaters.
Karen Pickett has long assumed her phone was tapped. She's an Earth First activist in Berkeley, and she says she never uses her home phone when planning certain kinds of protest actions.
Even something as tame as a banner hanging, the element of surprise is everything. It's generally safer to use payphones and that sort of thing.
But taking your sensitive conversations to a payphone is old school. Pickett admits that she hasn't thought about the newer risk, the possibility that the government doesn't care so much about what she's saying as it does about whom she's calling on a regular basis, even for innocuous conversations. Reporter Bob Hensley has thought about this. A freelancer for NPR, he's been developing sources in the Muslim community in Lodi, California. He says the recent news reports about the NSA tracking who's calling whom almost cost him one of his best sources.
His concern was that he had given me numbers of people that he believed might be sympathetic to Al-Qaeda, and he assumed that I was calling them, dialing their numbers, which I had, and he was afraid if my number got kicked out that his might be included.
So Hensley has stopped calling the source from his house.
What I decided to do was to go out and buy with cash a prepaid phone card, and then through other means arrange to call them where they're receiving the call on a payphone.
Is a prepaid phone card the solution? Not necessarily, says computer security and privacy expert Richard Smith.
You'd have a card ID number for the calling card, and then as you made phone calls against that card, they would get recorded in a database someplace.
Where you called from or just where you're calling to?
Oh, probably both, if I had to guess. It's really a policy decision of the company of what they keep in their database, but I suspect both numbers would be in the database.
Some privacy advocates are fond of voice over internet phones. Phil Zimmerman, inventor of the PGP encryption system for email, has now created a scrambler for people who talk over the internet, a bit of software he calls Z-Phone. But he cautions that it protects only the content of the call.
If your opponent is in a position to observe the servers that that broker the phone calls, then they're going to know who's talking to who.
In California, reporter Bob Hensley says another one of his Muslim sources has taken to using what he calls a disposable cell phone, a phone not purchased under his own name and recharged with prepaid cards. But Matthew Aid, an expert on NSA methods, says he doubts that would work very long.
High-tech tools only tends to attract attention to what you're doing.
The NSA won't immediately know who's using that no-name cell phone, but it will want to find out. Aid is writing a history of the NSA and often has discreet conversations with government employees. He never calls them directly. He sets up face-to-face meetings, but he's cagey about how he does that.
I prefer not to get into the specifics because, obviously, living in Washington, there are people who would like to know how these procedures work.
Still, the number of people in America taking steps to hide their phone calls is minuscule. Even most investigative reporters approached by NPR say they haven't really changed their communications habits. You can find a list of privacy and encryption techniques at a webpage run by the Electronic Privacy Information Center. But even the director of that organization says he himself doesn't use the techniques. In part, he says, because he'd rather not become what he calls a privacy survivalist. Martin Costi, NPR News.